Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. I have read a number of articles and books written by Thomas Sowell, who was born on June 30, 1930. Mr. Sowell is an American economist, social theorist, political philosopher, and author. He is a National Humanities Medal winner, and he advocates laissez-faire economics and writes from a libertarian perspective. He is currently a Rose and Milton Friedman Senior Fellow on Public Policy at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. Thomas Sowell was born in North Carolina, but he grew up in Harlem, New York. He dropped out of high school and served in the United States Marine Corps during the Korean War. But he went back and received a bachelor's degree from Harvard University in 1958 and a master's degree from Columbia in 1959. In 1968, he earned his doctorate degree in economics from the University of Chicago. Dr. Sowell has served on the faculties of several universities, including Cornell and the University of California at Los Angeles, and he has worked for think tanks such as the Urban Institute and, of course, the Hoover Institute at Stanford. Since 1980, he has worked at the Hoover Institution, and he is an author of more than 30 books. The following is written by Dr. Sowell, and I quote, "The current Occupy Wall Street movement is the best illustration to date of President Obama's America looks like. It is an America aware of the lawless, unaccomplished, ignorant, and incompetent rule. It is an America where those that have sacrificed nothing pillage and destroy the lives who have sacrificed greatly. It is an America where history is rewritten to honor dictators, murderers, and thieves. It is an America where violence, racism, hatred, class warfare are all promoted as acceptable means of overturning the American civil society. It is an America where humans have been degraded to the levels of animals. It is an America where the basic tenets of civil society, including faith, family, a free press, and individual rights, have been rejected. It is an America where our founding documents have been shredded, and with them, every person's guaranteed liberties." Dr. Sowell went on to say that Barack Obama has brought more destruction upon this country in 4 years than any event in history in our nation, but it is just the beginning of what he and his people are capable of. The Occupy Wall Street movement is just another step in their plan of changing America. Socialism in general has a record of failure so blatant that only an intellectual could ignore or evade it. I leave you with a point to ponder. When a government is able to dictate to all of us as citizens of this great country that we must take certain actions, such as purchasing medical insurance, isn't it time to object on the grounds that the democracy of this great republic is being undermined? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.